Hello and welcome back to the Sunday Podcast. I'm Ollie Lum and as always I'm joined by my co-host Matt Seddon. This week we spoke to a young man in fine form at the moment, Tom Mortimer. So far in 2021, Tom's won all of his races on British soil, running PBs of 3:42 in the 1500 at the Loughborough International and 13:39 for 5k on the road up at podium. Just last weekend he travelled to Poland as part of the GB team for the European Team Championships, where he finished 4th in a personal best and European under 23 lead of 13:28 for the 5000.
We spoke to Tom this week about the incredible distance group forming in Loughborough at the moment, all sort of his age, a crop of talent, all sort of running in 3:40s. So we spoke about that, his training setup and university life in general. But we also spoke about his progression and, you know, what he puts that down to now running 13:28 this year. I believe he's got more there in the tank. I think he does as well. But his main focus this summer is going to be on the European under 23 champs. So he announces what distance he's running in the British champs, so listen out for that. And also just finally, you know, we discuss why he's winning more races than ever this year, and what he puts that down to, because he's got really interesting takes on the shoes, and all the science, which has been huge this year. So yeah, listen out for that. It's a great pod. Tom's a real good, humble guy, and definitely one I would put on your radar to watch over the next couple of years develop. All right. Take care. Enjoy the run. And yeah, enjoy the sun because it's beautiful weather this week. So yeah. Oh, and also, Tom gives us his 10K prediction, which would have happened last night. So you can just judge whether Tom knows what he's talking about or whether he's clueless. So enjoy, take care, and we'll catch you next week.
Right, Tom, welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for coming on. We just wanted to start with congrats on your PB on the weekend, and just wanted to see how it was from your perspective, really. How did the race pan out, and how was the overall experience of the champs?
Thanks, yeah. It was good, thanks. Just sort of a German guy came up on the Thursday, and asked if I wanted to join him, they're each going to take a lap. So I wasn't really sure whether it ended up happening or not. Yeah. So sort of said, yeah, I'll do it if it happens. And yeah, it all works out really nicely. Not sort of in the order I think we were expecting, but yeah, everyone took a lap and yeah, it ended up being quite fast.
Yeah, I thought that was going on when I was watching the race. I was like, fair play, you boys are all sharing the pace. You know, there was no sort of tactics going down as such, so you're all happy to just get a good strong run out. Were you hoping for that? Were you hoping for a good strong run out? Because it was a big PB for you as well.
Yeah, I didn't really mind, to be honest. Like I had sort of the under 23 time ticked off, so that for me that's like job done. Any other time is a bonus. So yeah, I was just going to go and race whatever it was like, sort of thing. But no, it worked out really nicely, and obviously nice to get a big PB. So.
Yeah, man, it was a good run. Did you see Hugo Hay? It was Hugo Hay in your race, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You see him run 13:10 the other day.
Oh, it's mad. Yeah. I don't know how he's recovered so quickly. Like,
yeah.
Had a few sessions, but I'm not sure if it's a heat or my legs are still sore from the weekend, but like my sessions have been useless. but yeah, for him to go back out and smack a 13:10 is, yeah, ridiculous.
Well, I was going to say, like, does that give you a little bit of confidence in, because I think it was quite warm where you race as well. And it, like, although you were sharing the pace, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like your typical European pace race, was it?
Yeah. I think, yeah, definitely. I've got a little bit more in me. I like to think I could go low 13:20 sort of thing. But almost just, but obviously I didn't have a kick at the end of that, like Cripper or the rest of them. But I think if we'd been going a little bit faster the whole way through, maybe like 64s, odd 63, I would have been able to hold it, but still, you know, not kick so well. So yeah, I don't know, I think I've still got a bit in me.
Yeah, for sure. And we've seen your kind of your 1500s come down quite a bit this year as well, and obviously before the weekend I think you'd won every race you'd done. How's that been so far this year?
It's been good. I sort of, yeah, every race I've been thinking this one I won't win, sort of thing. Especially about 1500, I sort of lined up and thought, you know, go for something fast here, because yeah, I was just expecting everyone to fly past me that last 100. But nah, it's It's been good. Yeah, really good season. It's just
all I was just wondering if you've made like a bit of a conscious decision to try and win more races or be a little bit more competitive this year at all. Like, have you changed your training in any way for that? Or
My training, just in general, like the last 2 years, I've done a lot more mileage. Started sort of scratching and stuff, and then it's crazy, really. Like, probably should have done that all along, but no, I used to get injured as soon as I went above like 50 miles, and now doing that 80, low. 90, and I feel fine, sort of thing. So yeah, I think the last 2 years of that has meant I've got a lot fitter, but definitely it sounds stupid again, but with the shoes, I'm not so bothered about the times anymore at all. So every race, it's more about winning it and where I finish against the guys who are in it, sort of thing. Whereas before, like, I love a fast time, sort of thing. So yeah, I'd always go into it looking for the fast time. So I think that's partly why.
Yeah, that's an interesting take on the shoes, actually. Like, would you say then that you kind of almost this year were like, well, my old times don't really matter then necessarily, like, in a way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think especially with 1500 PB, like, I always come to a season and think 1500 PB, that's going to be like an easy PB for me, because I don't think I've ever really run that well with 1500. Like, every year, if I'm a little bit fitter, I'll PB, sort of thing. But yeah, to take that much off it, I think part of that's definitely the shoes. It's hard to just compare year to year, I think, now. So yeah, definitely competition side a lot more.
Yeah, it is an interesting way, because most people have now become more obsessed with times because of the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's interesting. You've just gone the other way and just thought, you know, let's just race. And it's bringing back that purity for the sport almost for you.
Yeah, definitely. It does make it almost like, I've always seen cross country as sort of like
level.
Yeah, less about the times and that as well. But now, yeah, every race is just about winning it for me. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's class. Yeah, I like that way of looking at it, man. Yeah, and on that Loughborough race, actually, I watched it. I think I might be speculating, but you dropped in like your third lap was quick, wasn't it? It was like 50, I want to say like 56 or 57, maybe.
I don't know, to be honest. I think it definitely...
Yeah. It was quite impressive in them conditions. I was like, mate, this is... I knew you were on for a good 5K anyway, because it's Stretford. You managed 13:39 in pretty bad conditions. So, but it kind of cemented. I was like, yeah, he's going to be one to watch this year.
Yeah. No, it was the 1500 was just bit of a weird one. It like slowed down maybe 600-700 in, bunched a little, and then made a big move to get out the sort of, I was in a bit of a box, and then just found myself at the front and thought, you know what, go for it. So yeah, it's a surprise for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, obviously excellent run at Loughborough. And are you still based there at uni?
This is my final year, so I've just finished all my uni work, and don't really know what I'm doing.
Oh, that's
year.
A good feeling.
It's so nice, just chill now, outside of running, just sitting safe around.
Yeah let's if you wouldn't mind, then could we just chat about like what your kind of training setup is like at Loughborough, like who's coaching you, and what sort of people you're training with, or are you doing stuff on your own? Just talk us through that, please.
No, so with Chris and Sonia, McGeorge are the coaches now. Obviously, it was George was my main coach until last year. So it's very similar training, because I think they were coached by George back in the day. Very, very similar to what it's been before. We do sort of Tuesday session, Thursday tempo, Saturday session. And then, like, obviously, I do quite a lot of mileage now. And then in training, we've got a massive group now and everyone's flying. So that's been really good. Obviously, like Rory, Luke, and then this weekend, Ben West and that lot all flying. So, I mean, I could list the names. It's mad. It's been a really nice training environment. It's great.
Yeah,
the list is bonkers. I didn't realize they're all... based at Loughborough, but yeah, some of the names you said, like that whole, so your whole group is basically knocking out 340 for 1500.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It was that race in where was it, Sports City this weekend, just ridiculous, isn't it? And I think Max is,
I was gonna say, this Max jumping with guys as well. Wow. So that's Max Wharton, Luke Duffy, Ben West, yourself, you all ran.
Estonia.
Oh, really? As well? Wow.
So, yeah, he's flying. He's been injured most of the winter, and then sort of probably just before Easter got back to training, and straight away just flying. So a real talent. Yes.
So that's five or six guys, 340. Yeah.
What's that kind of like in training then? Because I guess there's two ways you can look at it. It's either like if you train with these guys, obviously it means you're in really good shape. But how, on the other side, how competitive does it get? And how do you kind of manage that? I guess if you're not having a great day, there's plenty of guys who are willing to take it on.
Yeah, no, it is. I think we try not to be too competitive, but obviously always last few reps picks up. And different people like it and dislike it. I don't mind that. I've always sort of, back in Stroud when we did the shorter stuff, like 200 and 300 reps, we had some good 800 runners. So we pretty much raced them. And I enjoy that. I think it's good fun. But yeah, some of the guys, I think, get a bit frustrated by it. But yeah, on the whole, it's just really good. Like, even if you're having a bad day, you've got someone to tag onto. Like, before, when I'm not feeling good on like the longer reps, like miles or 1200s, that sort of thing, I really struggle. But obviously, when you've got Luke and Rory, you just tag on my back and gets around. So it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they train sort of like 5K, 1500 or?
Yeah. So, no, Rory's a bit separate to us. I keep on getting mixed up. Anyway, Rory sort of coached by his dad, I think. So he does a bit separate to us, but jumps in sometimes. And then Luke's been moving up to 5K this year, which I think has been quite tough for him, because obviously, like, for me, when I moved up, it took a few years to get used to it. It's not one of those things you just do and straight away have a lot of like success. But I think he's training amazingly. And I think he's struggling because obviously with his races, 14 minutes of podium flying, but I think he's got more in him, and it's just like transferring that to the races.
Mm.
But it's been, we all pretty much do the 5K sessions, so it's been really good.
I think that's one of the things, isn't it? Like, it's quite hard for athletes if they're training at a level and they can't quite translate it to races.
Yeah.
Have you ever dealt with that yourself? Did you, like you said a couple of years ago, did you deal with that? Were you thinking you're in better shape than what you were producing, or?
Probably actually last summer, I got into really, really good shape in like July, June.
Right. No races.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. Yeah. And then sort of pops by the time I got to August. I would have thought I was maybe in better shape than I was racing sort of for the few races I did.
Mm.
But yeah, it is one of those things. Like, probably the first season I did 5K as well, I think around like 15 minutes or something, and just really struggled. Obviously, it's something different to what I've done before at that point. It was sort of 3K max. But yeah, you get used to it eventually. It's one of those things. It's just patience and it all comes together. If you can do it in training, eventually it'll transfer to a race.
So. Wow. So you reckon you popped in August and you still managed to race at British Champs?
Well, I sort of ended up, end of July training, I went backwards completely. Like, I was absolutely flying, and then next session just couldn't hit anything. And then for a couple of weeks, so I really dropped the training loads, went back down to like 30 miles a week sort of thing. And it was almost one big taper all the way through August for the track season. So I think I held it together fairly well, but yeah, just didn't quite get to where I think I was in June, July.
That's fascinating though, that like you said, how quick things can change in athletics. And I think that's another reason why it's so hard mentally. One day you have your best session ever.
Yeah.
Eating up everything they chuck at you. And then, 2 weeks down the line, it just completely switches and you're like, what the hell's happened?
Yeah, exactly. It can be a nightmare sometimes, kind of like getting the races at the right time and all that. And like, I think really lucky, obviously, with Chris Sonia and George, and then Chris back from Stroud.
Yeah.
Like, they sort that out for me normally. I think just that last year was obviously coronavirus pretty tough to work out.
So you just put your trust in them, and they just tell you what to do. And
exactly.
They got you on the front line.
Always, like, they'll email me a plan and they always say, it's a draft and if you want to change anything. So it's quite nice from that perspective, because, like, for me, I feel like I run best off like 1500 sort of like short stuff, because that's what I struggle with. And yeah, I run my best 5Ks off that. That's why I don't really do like 10Ks in the summer sort of thing. Mm. I think I'd be all right at it, but yeah, obviously best at 5K. So I do sort of 15 5K work. But yeah, I'll just sort of any feedback to them and then they'll sort it out. It's great.
Yeah, sweet. You definitely, like say, 3:42 in rough conditions, you probably knocking on the door of the 3:40 or a sub maybe. So yeah, you're definitely a good 1500 meter runner. Like you say, you're translating that to the five as well.
Yeah, hopefully 3:40 would be nice. Again, I don't know, we'll see.
Tom, you mentioned kind of back when you used to train at Stroud. Let's just rewind a bit and talk about kind of how you got into athletics. Was that your first club then, Stroud?
I've been at Stroud pretty much all the way through.
So how did that kind of kick off, and how did you first get into running?
Sorry, you can probably hear me in the background, can't you? So I always did a couple of like school races, and then my PE teachers were pretty, they always said, you know, you should join a club. And I'll be honest, I didn't really see it. I sort of didn't think I'd be any good. I know that sounds silly, because I love running now. Outside of being good, I'd still love it if I was rubbish sort of thing. Yeah. But yeah, before I started running, I didn't really see that. But one summer, just had nothing to do. My mum was like, right, I'm signing up for the athletics club. And I was really lucky because they're sort of groups full, but they didn't have any guys my age. So they were like, you know what, then come along. And yeah, loved it. So sort of got straight into it. Yeah, results came quite, like at sort of county level, came quite quickly. And then a few years later, yeah, nationals sort of all came together. Yeah.
Well, you had some good guys to look up to. I don't know if they were a little bit too old. They may have left the club, but you know, you had people like Tom Kerr.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, Ben Coldray, Paulson.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you, yeah, were you training with them, or were you in like the same group? Did you look up to them?
No, it's funny, there's two Chris's who both coach at Stroud, and they were that the other confusing. Chris.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I was sort of a junior group, and I think they were all senior group. But to be honest, by the time I started, I think they'd all left for America.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, definitely the club records. And then Chris, my coach, would always be saying, like, you know, they did this in this race. It'd do like pre-race, like pre-nationals, it'd do a little sort of paragraph on like how Stroud had done before, and they'd always been that. So I sort of always like aimed for that sort of thing. Like I could see the club records and that, and I'd always try and get as close to them as I could. So it's quite nice. Yeah.
That's cool. You always had like a little in-house target to go for.
Yeah, exactly. And then obviously, yeah, they're flying. So see how it's going.
Then you went to Loughborough, man. What was your decision there? Obviously, huge running hub. Like the main reason to go.
Yeah, it's pretty good for running and engineering. So it's sort of the mix of the two. And I pretty much knew like I wanted to go to Loughborough, obviously, with the running. It's pretty amazing up here. But yeah, it's all clicked really well. Just sort of got in. I remember the first year was tough, because I sort of, in training, I'd be going after, you know, Jamie Williamson's sort of Will Fuller's, and yeah, I'd suffer most sessions, but yeah, sort of as I got into it, got a bit fitter, and yeah, sort of really fit into the group. It's been good.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Will Fuller, you would have had like James West, Paddy Deaver, I guess.
Yeah, Paddy came back second year. He was on placement first year, but seeing how those guys train was pretty impressive. They're real sort of aerobic like monsters there.
Yeah,
do a lot of mileage in that. So it was, for me, like I when I joined, I didn't do that much mileage. So it really opened my eyes to that sort of thing.
Is there good trails and stuff in Loughborough? Like, I don't hear of like amazing trails and stuff in Loughborough, but yeah, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it's actually pretty nice. Training.
Yeah.
When I first got here, like Stroud's amazing sort of for trails and that. So when I got here, I was a bit like, they did the sort of road, it was winter, so did the sort of road loops and all that. And I was a bit like, oh, this isn't great. But by the summer, we got to see all the nice routes, and it is really lovely. Like sort of beacon and that sort of place. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, they produce loads of distance runners, so I always thought there must be some good stuff up there. But
yeah,
you guys were training in the evening, right? So just, yeah. See, I always think that's a good way of doing it because as many people can come to the session then, you know what I mean? Because people have either finished work or completely finished uni for the day. Mm-hmm. So, and you would rock up big squad, you know, of sort of 20 guys and train, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's massive actually. Like especially with cross country sessions, we do maybe 6 by mile or six. Well, it's 6 by 5 minutes, but it ends up being about a mile on the track most winters, sort of every fortnight, and you get 60 odd guys pretty much off one line. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. When you're having a bad day, you know, you're way back, and when you're having a good day, so yeah. So it is crazy. It's big group.
I just want to touch upon, like, you mentioned some of the guys that obviously you were looking up to when you're in first year, and you kind of said you went through hell of it in some of the sessions. Like, what was your attitude going in then? Because it sounds like from what you said that you almost went in and thought, I'm going to try and go with them no matter what. Because I guess you could start as a fresher and come in and think, almost give these guys a lot of respect and say, I'm just going to let them go in sessions. But what was your kind of thought process around that?
Yeah, I like in Stroud, I started off sort of low down in group, and then like each year, sort of like the next guy, try and pick off almost in training, which sounds a bit like competitive and that, but yeah, I don't know.
You're ruining guys' careers, aren't you, mate?
It's funny. Yeah, so I pretty much just did the same at Loughborough, just tried to hang on, see year by year who I can sort of pass, I guess. I don't know. And I think now looking back, maybe it wasn't the most sensible thing. I'd been myself in training, like, but yeah, obviously it's all come together by now. So,
Well, I think you live and learn, don't you? And
yeah,
sort of attitude of binning yourself in training, like you've still got that now, so you can tap into that when you need to every once in a while.
But, yeah, yeah.
And obviously you've just learned a little bit more, so you can be consistent at the same time as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's what's improved the last 2 years, probably since the old guys have left almost for me, because I've had to choose my own paces and that sort of thing. But the consistency, yeah, has shot up sort of thing. So, yeah. I think that's where the improvements come from, is from not smacking every session and then having bad days and good days. It's like every day is sort of like a fairly good day.
Yeah. I was going to say, because obviously British Champs last year was a bit of a breakthrough for you, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And then you've come on again this year. I was just going to say, like, where do you think that's come from mainly, you know, the step up in performances?
I think just consistency and the mileage. I think it was last year that I sort of really started up in my mileage, and it took a bit of time to absorb. I think that's why maybe my cross-country season wasn't, well, I mean, I'm not as good at cross-country as track in general, I don't think, but yeah, I think my track season was a big step up from my cross-country season. That was just because I'd sort of absorbed the mileage as used to it. And I think hopefully it'll keep improving, because I'll sort of keep topping up that base sort of thing each winter. And yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's interesting you say that. And like, have you found, so obviously being in your last year now, have you found there's I guess some first years trying to chase you down now? And how's that been, dealing with that, I guess, being now more senior member of the group yourself?
I think, definitely it's very different for me anyway. It's more not really being pushed from behind, because a lot of the time they're in front of me sort of thing. But I do feel it's a little bit more pressure to be at the front, which sounds obviously silly. It's just training.
Yeah.
But I think that helps quite a lot of time. Like, you get to those last few reps and it's a real, like before with Jamie and Matt, sort of more have a mentality of hang on for as long as I can, whereas now it's sort of
targets on your back.
Yeah So I've got a bit of a front sort of thing. I quite like it. I think it keeps me going sort of thing each session. There's not really too many bad days in there, because you know all these guys are gonna fly past and sort of thing. And it just keeps me going.
It's weird how like sort of group pecking orders evolve, isn't it, you know, over time, and now you find yourself sort of at the front of the group and dictating the session a little bit more.
Yeah definitely. You can choose sort of the pace is more decided by me, which I quite like. Sounds a bit funny probably, but back in the day there were some sessions like I know I'm really good at, usually sort of short reps off short recovery. I think I recover quite quick, so I can always smash them. I remember Paddy and Will would sort of have a little chat before the session, say what pace we're doing. And I'd be like, yeah, I think we should go for 64s or something. And they'd be like, oh, we should start a bit slower or something like that. And I found that really frustrating, I'm not gonna lie, because some sessions, yeah, you just want to go for it, don't you? Whereas now, sort of, we get together and they sort of go, oh, what are you thinking, Tom? And yeah, obviously, I can say whatever then. Yeah. So, no, it's quite nice from that point of view. But then I think also I'm not the most sensible. So it was probably good having Will and Paddy there to sort of say, you know, you're being a bit of a muppet, rein it in sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm learning that myself now almost more. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So it sounds like you have a little bit of ownership on, you know, what you do per session. I was going to say, so I take it your coach, Chris and Sonia, they'll set the session, but they won't. Do they put a time on it? Do they say, Tom, we wanted you to hit this? Or do they just say, just, you know, go run some mile reps and see what they're coming at, sort of thing?
Yeah. So they sort of put like a target pace on and then, yeah say sort of, what do you think? And if I say something crazy, they'll be like, no, don't do that. Or so, like, even sometimes it's been I've said something a bit too slow sort of thing and it's the other way around, which surprises me. But I'm not usually that way around, but no, so I do, yeah, it's quite nice. I can pick and choose sort of what pace I go on the whole within reason. But
oh man, I like your attitude towards running, mate. What's what's next for you, man? So this summer you obviously touched upon the under 23 time. Have you got an outside look at British champs? Will you go for another quick five, or are you just gonna put all your eggs in the under 23s?
I think, yeah, the whole season's been based really around under 23s, about peaking for that sort of month. Like, I've been to like some of the under 20 ones and got in really good shape, and then by the time I'm there, I'm sort of spent. And obviously, like, it's been really great to go to those, but I think this year I've almost come with the attitude of like, I'd rather be fit when I'm there and, you know, be sort of ready for that for the rest of the season. So yeah, hopefully it'd be really good. If I get to that, it'd be fast. And yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Well, it was a bit of luck. It's been moved to Tallinn, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God it got, where was it supposed to be before again?
I think it was meant to be in Bergen in
Norway. Oh, yeah, yeah. And yeah, moved to Tallinn, so at least that's going to go ahead.
Yeah, no, it was at one point. It's sort of like, don't know what I'm going to do with my season now. But yeah, I think I'm going to do 1500 at British Champs. So I've got qualifying time for that just about. So yeah, we'll see how that goes, trying to get out the heats. And yeah, really focusing on that 5K now. Don't want to do, I think I'm going to get a little block of training in now. And
yeah. Hit British Champs and stuff. Yeah, makes sense.
Obviously, with your time for the weekend, you're going in as, I think you're still ranked number one under 23 as well.
Yeah, just about.
So what's the thoughts going into that? Does that, do you think about that? Or maybe I've just brought it up now you are. But I was going to say, like, are you thinking about that, or is it just business as usual, really?
I mean, it's nice, but I think by the time it gets to champs, if I end up going, it's it doesn't matter so much. It's sort of down to how you race in the day, isn't it? So yeah, obviously think that. And I think obviously I'm not gonna be there for long. Ingebrigtsen will race soon over 5K, and then I'll be way back. But no, it's nice. Yeah, it's cool to have that for however long it lasts.
Yeah,
I think you'll do good. Just gonna touch upon, like, obviously you're probably at the stage where you might be potentially looking to sign with like a shoe contract and stuff. I know you have sort of you're affiliated with Hoka a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been talking with a few. Yeah, I've got sent some spikes and they're really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really know what's happening. Obviously Sam Johnson's helping out. So that's been great. I think that's been really useful because I'm useless. I don't know what to say to people, how to sort it out sort of thing. So having someone who knows what they're doing has been useful.
I think you know, sports agents are pretty useful because, like you say, they have the contacts as well. And then I know one thing I like about you is you do race on British soil, and you just quite, like, you know, you were happy to go to Stretford, and and flatlining pretty awful conditions, a 13.39. But you know, when you get that bit better and you start going abroad, you know, agents are so good in sort of getting you in these meets, you wouldn't stand a chance in getting him because you just don't have contacts, you know.
It's quite exciting, Matt. He's been sending me some races and saying, would he be interested in doing this? So hopefully, late July, maybe August, I'll be able to get out abroad. And that's quite exciting. I love the British races, but yeah, you can't beat a bit of travel, can you? It's quite
nice. Yeah, this is it. Yeah. You know, I was just wondering like where you stand. That's cool that you like the Hocus bikes and stuff. And I think you seem like the kind of guy who doesn't, like you said, you don't care too much for the shoes that you are going to wear. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, you've heard athletes sort of just be like, oh, I'm going to hold out from signing with anyone because I want to wear the Nike spikes, or I want to be able to choose which ones I wear and stuff. You're pretty relaxed on that, are you?
Yeah, I think the other companies definitely like catching up now to the Nike ones. So it's probably less of a worry. But yeah, to be honest, I wasn't a big fan of shoes when they first came out. I sort of thought, you know, that's not great. In terms of like, I think it shifts the whole times and that sort of thing. And obviously, like I say, you still have the times. So for me, like looking at the all-time list, it doesn't mean as much where I am now sort of thing. So I guess in some ways it doesn't bother me as much because of that. Like, they're not quite as quick. I still think I'll be competitive. I don't think it'll make a huge difference maybe on a 5k. Like, I think if you're gonna get dropped, you'll be dropped anyway sort of thing. I'm not too worried about that. I think it's all closing up now, so with different companies and
obviously, like, just talking about like agents and obviously contracts and things like that, like you're in a like really great place at the moment. Just wondering, like, if you ever, like, when you were younger, I guess, like, thought you'd be at this point, or if you thought you'd be at this point like now where you'd be kind of considering all these things like racing abroad and things like that.
To be honest, definitely not. Like, I definitely, first few years of running, I was finishing like outside the top 100, maybe 200 sort of English schools sort of thing. And then 1 year it all just clicked sort of and started being competitive sort of thing. But I think even then, just take it a year at a time sort of thing. You never know. Like, you see people who fly when we're under 20 and then never quite make it sort of thing. So yeah, just take it a year at a time, try and improve. It's sort of hard to look too far into the future because you don't know where your limit is almost.
I think that's so good, because we had Paddy on last week and he's someone who's pretty similar to you, just sort of had this real steady, almost perfect progression. You're both now, like, you know, touching on seniors and doing really well. So
It was good training with Paddy. Like, he's pretty chill. He just real hard worker. So it was learned a lot from Paddy and Will sort of about training, how to sort of train with mileage, I think, as well. They're much more conservative. They don't smack themselves sort of thing every day. Like, it's been good.
I think that's it. You just don't put a limit on it. You know, some people just happen to get it right when they're 21 and they just, you know, run a huge time, and others they're like 26 27. You just don't know, do you?
It's just one of those things, isn't it? I think you get a lot of that, like, I'm not on it anymore, but my mates still are, and like, I was around a runner, and they sort of moan about people who are really good when they're young and then don't make it, and they're like, oh, they're, you know, muppets, they're not training hard enough, or what's gone wrong. And sometimes it's just, you know, that's how good you were, and you're not doing anything different. It's just not coming together. I've always thought that's quite harsh, the way they are about people like that, because it's, you know, you're going to be any year, you're just trying to be the best you can be for that year. I don't know.
That's it. We can't all just keep improving year on year, otherwise the world records would be crazy, wouldn't they?
It'd be mad.
Wait, that's you touch upon, like, I was around Marana and stuff like that, you know. I think Steph 12, when we had her on, she was calling like this sort of outside noise. And being at Loughborough, you're probably in a pretty athletics-based culture. You probably talk a lot about running and stuff. How do you cope with that, man?
I don't mind it. I find it quite interesting. Like, I sort of like my history of the sport and that sort of thing. So I think you just got to look at it as sort of, interesting, but not apply it to you almost. Just worry about yourself when it comes to your running, and then all the rest, like, yeah, talk about it, but don't necessarily look too much into it, I think, especially with this, like, I was around runner. It's some of the stuff you hear on there, you're just like, yeah, really? So, yeah.
I think that's key. Yeah, you just can't, you can't look too much into it, or like take it personally to you. You know, because it can just affect you, and it just gets in your head, doesn't it? So
yeah, but
you get two types of athlete. I always think there's people who just love like talking about legs nonstop, and then some who just want to be completely, they run, and then that, their life is away from running 90% of the time, you know. So you're I dig it, you're sort of somewhere in the middle.
I probably, to be honest, I do love my running. I talk about it a lot, probably a lot too much, but
that's us as well.
Like before we get finished, then we got some like kind of, I guess, fun sort of questions, and just like listening to you talk like throughout this, like you can just see how like excited you get talking about sessions. So we just wanted to, like, what's your like most hated session you've ever done, and then what's the best one, like your favorite one you've ever done?
Hopefully probably we used to, back at Stroud in Gloucester, there's this, can't remember what the hill's called, but it's pretty steep. It's like 25-30%, a bit cross country. And I used to do 3 minutes, 2 minute, 1 minute, three times at that. And you'd be sort of in your rep going flat out, 9 minute miling sort of thing up this hill. And it was just, that was horrible. I hated that. So I think that'd be my worst. My favorite would probably be 300s, like 10 300s, that sort of thing. Quite a big recovery, like 2-3 minutes. And yeah, you can just smash them, can't you? So it's quite nice.
Yeah, wow, that does sound like a fun session, actually.
Yeah.
The hill sounds fun, though, to be fair. I think I was. It does sound steep, but you just kind of get your head down and you just focus on getting to the top, though, don't you? You don't even worry about anything else.
Yeah, no, it's true. I don't know. The 3 minute one, like once you've got past that, it's not too bad, but 3 minutes up that hill, just horrible.
And then I think you already answered this, actually. I was just going to say, like, would you prefer cross country or track if you had to pick one?
I'd say track, definitely. I think I'm a little better at it. And then I think I've always loved track. We don't have a track at Stroud, so sort of always getting on the track was just a nice feeling. It was always rubbish grass one. I've always loved track.
So I talked about that. So obviously, like, all growing up until you were sort of went to uni, you obviously when you go back home, you just use a grass track, right?
Yeah, it's I don't know, I think it's probably quite good for like strength work. But yeah, it's sort of, you just adjust the times, and it's pretty similar. But no, it feels nice getting on the track. It's always a good feeling.
Now you see it, and then you just come race day, you're like, oh, you're, like you said, you're excited to get on the track.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And then it's summer as well, isn't it? Track. So yeah, but all in all, yeah, track, definitely.
Yeah, it's cool you guys train on grass.
What's your favorite track to race at?
Probably Worcester. I just think it's really nice. Worcester. I think it's, yeah, there's no big races there now, so it's sort of a shame. But yeah, it's just a nice little sort of chill atmosphere. Nice sort of woods next to it to warm up and down in. And yeah, good memories from when I was younger.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. That's pretty cool, to be fair, that you pick someone like that. Sweet. Do you have any like inspirations? Like, I guess runners or like any sports people that like when you were younger, like you looked up to?
Probably my cousin played hockey for sort of age group England. So I remember always, looked up to him. And then from sort of a running perspective, like obviously Tom Kerr, Will Paulson, sort of through the ranks, always have their time stuck at and the stories about them sort of thing from my coach. So yeah, probably those three.
Yeah, that's cool. Your you know, the people you looked up to were like close to home.
Yeah No, it's nice. It's, I think, really lucky, like at Stroud we've had some really good runners, quite a small club, so yeah, I'm always quite proud, you know, to run for Stroud and that sort of thing.
Good man. And look, mate, before you go, your 10K prediction for this weekend, obviously, Farah, Scott, Jake Smith, Emil, who are you picking to be top three? Who are you picking to win? Yeah, just give us your top three.
I have no idea. I don't know, really.
Isn't it hard? Because Farah hasn't raced. Hard. And you just don't know what he's going to do. And Mark Scott's obviously in really good shape. So,
yeah, I think it's probably between those two for the win. Just from, like, I think Jake will get the time. And I think there's a good chance. If they take three, I think, you know, he's going to be on the plane. I'll take it. But, yeah, just from a kick sort of point of view, provided Farah's still, you know, still got it sort of thing, those two are going to be hard to beat. Like, they can fly, you know, in the last lap off that pace. So, no, I'd have to say Farah, then Mark, then Jake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be interesting just having the others in there because, like, obviously, can you imagine it was just an all Brits?
Yeah, yeah.
How crazy, crazy that would be.
I think Jake could just go for it, wouldn't he? I feel sorry for him sometimes. Like, he does all the hard work and then people just sit and kick. That's where it goes.
I don't know if they're going to have paces or what. Like, I don't think crowd are allowed, so which is a bit of a shame. But I've heard there's going to be sort of 50-60 in the race.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, crazy. You see about in America, don't you? With the regionals and whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I think there's wave light as well, so should get it.
Okay.
That'll make Jake's job easier.
Yeah. Got someone to help him at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mate, class. Anyway, I think we'll wrap it there, mate. But thanks for coming on. It's really good to talk to you, bud.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I know. It's been
thanks so much. And yeah, just best of luck for the rest of the season, for the 15 of British champs, and then hopefully the under 23s as well.
Cheers. Thank you. Yeah, no.
Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. As always, if you did, could you please leave us a rating and a review on your preferred podcast streaming service, as it really helps us out. Also, please give us a follow on Twitter at Sunday Podcast and also Instagram at Sunday Podcast as well. We've got some really exciting stuff happening on Instagram very soon, so keep your eyes peeled for that. If you've got any feedback about the pod, please message us on either of those, Twitter or Instagram, or send us an email, info@sundaypodcast.com. See you next week.